This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Defied. Two words made famous by former reality TV star turned president of the United States, namely Donald Trump. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. You fired, not you, conservatives. But we are firing leftists, and we're also firing people who don't fit in with the Trump agenda. Unlike President Trump's predecessor, Baby Black Jesus, the world's top leader makes no bones about changing people in his administration. I remember when Donald Trump fired people early on, and he would be criticized. Oh, look at the turnover. Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you something, America. Turnover is normal. If you're not turning people over, it means you're okay with the status quo, even when you're going in the wrong direction. And that is exactly what Baby Black Jesus, Barack Obama, was doing, going in the wrong direction. And nobody wanted to call him out on it. He had the staff of the most incompetent people on the planet. Nobody who is a true leader would hire Susan Rice or Hillary Clinton. Nobody. The people that Barack Obama surrounded himself with, do I need to bring up the name of Joe Biden, the number one contender right now for the Democratic Party, who you wouldn't let shine your shoes? Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. People like Barack Obama hide behind incompetent people. Bad leaders choose bad subordinates. Donald Trump is a strong leader. Let me tell you how Trump works. He puts you in a position that he says you need to be able to handle. He then says, filter up to me only the things that should rise to the level of my position. That's your job. Keep the spotlight off of your role and me. Tell me when something is beyond your pay grade and needs a decision made by the chief executive officer. And other than that, you can coast along. Go run your company. Go run your division. Go run your whatever. And I will leave you alone as long as you're reporting good news. And there are many people who weren't. And Donald Trump let them go. Those who decided they'd had enough left on their own accord. People like Nikki Haley. People like Dr. Ben Carson. They did a good job. They said, adios. But when you don't do a good job, Donald Trump says, Scaramucci, you sucked as my press secretary. Get going. And then what's Scaramucci doing? He's trying to, Donald Trump is terrible, whatever. Nobody's going to believe that. Donald Trump believes in turnover. Do your job or you're fired. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. And who did he fire recently? Well, he fired John Bolton. Barack Obama kept the most incompetent group of people around him. In fact, if you get four people killed on 9/11 for an attack on your embassy on an obvious day where Muslims want to get back at America and remind us of how vulnerable we are, you can get a promotion as Susan Rice did, or you could even get the chance to run for president and get the president of the United States to back you 100%, including sicking the CIA, the NSA, the FBI on your opponent. That's what you can get him to do. That's how things worked when insanity reigned. But not anymore, folks. There's a new day in America where sanity is back in the driver's seat. And that sanity was brought about by you. You chose Donald Trump. When President Trump sees incompetence or somebody who can't read the tree leaves, he unceremoniously fires you. He doesn't say, hey, listen, John Bolton's going to take a leave and go spend more time with the family and the grandkids or whatever. He says, hey, I disagreed with Bolton. His policies made no sense to me. He was recommended. He's gone. I'm going to find somebody who's more in line with what I believe this country, the direction of this country. You know what Barack Obama did? Barack Obama was told, put this person there, put that person there, put this person here, because you owe them political favors. And then, here's what you do, baby black Jesus, look the other way. Don't worry about their incompetence. Don't worry about their graft. Don't worry about them feathering their nest with things like the Clinton Global Initiative or the Clinton Foundation or whatever nonsense boondoggle, taxpayer, the larceny scheme that these people decide they want to put on the American public. Just look the other way. And Barack Obama was all too willing to oblige. But Donald Trump says, I don't owe anybody any favors. I'm going to figure it out. I don't owe anybody any favors. I have there's nobody that can pull chits in and say, hey, listen, you remember when you owed me this or when you told me this? Donald Trump just says, you recommending this guy? Great. You stand behind him? Fine. I'll take a look at him. Oh, he's no good? Fired. You're out of here. Get out of here. And don't be surprised if you vouch for him if you're not next. John Bolton was not a good decision for President Trump. John Bolton is a bit of a war hawk. I know John Bolton. I've talked to him many times. He's a bit of a war hawk. President Trump uses what? Everybody? Remember, if you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, I've said it many times. He uses the economy as his weapon. He doesn't want to drop bombs on people. He doesn't want to go to war. So, he was fired. Donald Trump says, I disagreed strongly with many of his suggestions. I informed John last night his services are no longer needed at the White House. And he says, as many other in the administration disagreed with him. I asked John for his resignation, which was given this morning. And see, I love Trump's candor in letting people go. No spending time with the family. He doesn't make up some lame excuse. He tells you the person is being let go. Simple. And that's why supporters believe Trump. He states the facts. And in the case of Bolton, I know him. He's a nice guy. He was not up for the task he may have been up for the task, but Donald Trump's philosophy differed with Bolton's. And either Bolton was going to see that and say, you know what? I agree, Mr. President. I think that we should use the economy. Fine. That's going to be our war, our weapon of war. Bolton likes dropping bombs. Anyway, Trump doesn't see letting people go as a weakness. And for the record, I want to be very clear, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Letting people go is not a weakness. It is a strength. It's a very difficult thing to do. Have you ever had to fire somebody? Anyway, Donald Trump has. He's done it many times. He'll do it again when he gets his next 4 years. Just think of the people that are going to be in office when this is a guy who's got his agenda set. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you suck at me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Numbers put things in perspective, don't they? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Data. Everybody talks to me about data all the time. I go, data is so manipulated. The ability to manipulate data, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. It's easy to do. It's so easy. You can, the statistics that are overwhelmingly in your favor can be made to look as if your favor is crazy. Easy to do. And so you have to be careful with statistics. That's why it's funny. I talked to you guys about polling. Polling is a factor of what's the question that's really being asked. What's the group that it's being asked to? You know, is it leading? There's all kinds of things. Disregard it. It's bogus. It's vaporware. You would do better just making a calculated guess on something than people would do with all the data. I could give you data for football, college football, tell you pick the winning team, here's the win-loss data, you know, run score. The more data you have, the less smart you are. You'd do better off letting a monkey just pick the team that you think is going to win week to week. You'd end the season as good as what you could do with all your data. That's right. But there is some data that does, it matters. I'm not saying all data doesn't. And in fact, if data is used correctly, if people really want to get to the truth about an issue and they use the data correctly, then you can be fine. Like, for example, black crime of killing of police. This is a massive issue that's been going on for years. It's meant to divide black America from, quote, white America, which I don't get because we're all one America. But leftists like to do it, and they manipulate the data. Right now, there's protests going on in St. Louis because some cop shot a black dude. I don't know the details of the story, but I'll tell you this. The likelihood of it being a good shoot is pretty good. St. Louis is probably one of the most dangerous cities in the country. I know it's in the top five. And so I know the demographics of St. Louis, having lived there for almost 15 years. And I'll tell you, I'm not surprised that a cop kills a black dude. Here's what surprises me, that they don't kill more. Blacks are not killed in bigger numbers than other groups, racial groups. In fact, American Indians are killed per capita more than anybody. White people are more likely to be killed than blacks in a traffic stop. That's the truth. That's the real data. But the Democrats and leftists, they don't care because they have a narrative that they want to push to you. So they have to manipulate that. They tell you that cops are on the hunt for blacks. I go, what? I've never seen a TV show where they've hunted blacks. I've seen TV shows where cops are in black neighborhoods responding to crimes. I've seen many of those. But I haven't seen any blacks hunting cops. What the heck was that? That's weird. Microphone issue. Here's what I can tell you about the numbers. The number of things that have killed black people. Here's some numbers for you. Almost 3,600 blacks have died by HIV. This is in a typical year. I know there are almost 4,900 blacks that have died from an overdose. This speaks rather to our drug community and HIV is not just gay. It could be, intravenous needles and all that. So whether it's lifestyle issues, I know, as Joe Biden would like to say, when he would go to the black parts of his town, he would tell black men to use condoms. Well, 3,500, almost 3,600 blacks died of HIV, and 4,900, just under that, died by an OD. So is he talking about drug addicts and all that? Probably, all intermixed. But give or take, over 8,000 people, black folks, have died from HIV and ODs. And the next number, the killer of blacks, believe it or not, is homicides. Almost 8,000 blacks a year die of homicides. Well, 7,903 is the year that we looked at. 7,903 black folks died of homicides. How many of those were cop shootings, do you think? Cop shootings of black killings of blacks in a year might be 100. But 7,900 blacks died of homicide. And let me just go ahead and give you some data points. Over 90% of those homicides were black folks killing other black folks. It's double the number of HIV killings, deaths. It's well over the number of ODs, which is roughly 4,900. So homicide's a big deal in the black community. I'm just talking about data and numbers. Diabetes. When did it become so racist? Diabetes kills 435 in the year we're talking about. 13,400 plus black folks died from diabetes. I don't know where we fit statistically in that. Is it like sickle cell but that's a lot. Hey, here's a statistic for you. I don't know who to blame for this, but over 14,000 people in a year we looked at, the black folks died accidentally. Are you sure it was an accident, Donald Trump? They died accidentally. Oh, here's a statistic that's going to be kind of ugly. Maybe, again, we're looking at health care. Maybe this is something that we need to look into, Joe Biden. 69,900 black folks died of cancer. That's right. Cancer. If Joe Biden has done his job and solve the riddle of cancer, we would have 69,900 more black folks walking on the face of the earth. Maybe, here's another thing, I don't know statistically how many white folks died of cancer and how that rates in per capita and what have you, but if almost 70,000 black folks died of cancer, And, you know, if we look at the numbers and say that's a, you know, I don't know what percentage, but let's say it's 10%. I know it's not 10%, but white folks, yeah, only 3% of them died of cancer. Can we conclude that cancer is racist as well? Maybe we can conclude that black folks were afraid to go to the hospital, and then therefore hospitalization was racist. And then would it point to Obamacare, or would it point to Trump's issues? Well, let's just face it. It would point to Donald Trump. Let's not even fool ourselves. We can't blame baby back Jesus, black beat Jesus for that. Here's another one for you. 73,000, more than that, almost 73,100. Well, let's just say 73,000 black folks died of heart disease. And this has to do with food. Think about it. We eat some pretty fatty foods. We used to eat some Welder sausage when I was growing up. We got people, I mean, Welder sausage, I'm not lying. You squeeze Welder sausage and you could soak, I mean, a lot of napkins with what comes out of one Welder sausage. Anybody that knows that is eating a Welder sausage knows what I'm talking about. It's big, juicy. I mean, they leave room for the juice of the meat inside of the sausage, and it's pork and beef and whatever else, and it's meant to be really greasy and sloppy. I mean, you feel your veins filling up as you eat it. You really do. But here's the real interesting one. 259,336 abortion deaths per year. More than everything else I just named. Everything else. That's death by the numbers. That is a black political issue that the Democrats hope nobody will really dig into from a data perspective, because more blacks are killed in the womb each year than every other thing out there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the GOP retreat in Baltimore, a day after the latest Democratic debate, Vice President Mike Pence made note of today's date.
Just 416 days
from when we elect a Republican majority in the House of Representatives and re-elect President Donald Trump.
Pointed out that the economy wasn't mentioned by the Democrats during the debates.
I mean, when they were talking about socialized medicine, they were talking about open borders. When they were talking about higher taxes, they were talking about gun control.
A federal appeals court in New York restored a lawsuit by restaurant workers, a hotel event booker, and a watchdog who says President Trump has business conflicts that violate the Constitution. Justice Department lawyers had argued that the plaintiffs didn't suffer in any way and thus had no standing to sue. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now, I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you, I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Sarah Palin and Todd Palin are getting divorced. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You want to talk about a career that got derailed because Sarah Palin just didn't know how to handle it. I don't know how else to put it. I was a huge Sarah Palin fan. Huge. And I think for all the right reasons. I don't know if she was politically astute. Was she prepared to be vice president? Probably not. I think many people weren't. I don't think Joe Biden was prepared to be vice president. I don't think Dan Quayle was prepared. I don't think many of these people that we hold in esteem were any more prepared than Sarah Palin. I think Palin had somebody worked with her early on. Powerful. I could have been a contender. She was amazing. I mean, she had beauty. Some people would argue she didn't have any brain. Sure she did. She was too full of cliches, though. They didn't know how to round out, how to give her more range. That's all it would have taken. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And, She came out of nowhere, right? I'll give John McCain credit for the potential to build a Republican star. And quite frankly, a female Republican star, which was, you know, we don't do that very often. Nikki Haley's being built because of Trump, and there are others. There are other females that are being groomed, like Sarah Huckabee. Well, whatever her name is, Sarah Sanders. She's being groomed. Trump's doing a good job of bringing women to the forefront. We lost Mia Love because she's a Republican fraud. But if she had played her cards right, she'd be a superstar under President Trump. Anyway, I give McCain credit for discovering this diamond in the rough, and then he destroyed her. He destroyed a career over jealousy because John McCain was a jealous, vindictive old rhino, and he never was a complete Republican, and all he cared about was the accolades. And Sarah Palin was stealing his light. Some people think Trump is that way, but I'll tell you something, Donald Trump's not that way. Donald Trump understands there's a lot of light, and you can add light. Make everybody brighter. You're not going to upstage Trump. And as long as here's my deal with Trump. Let's say Trump handpicked me and he says, I'm going to make Kevin Jackson star. As long as you say You could get bigger than Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Barry Manilow combined. That was a joke. You could get bigger than Justin Timberlake and Adam Levine and all of them combined. And as long as you make, pardon me, this statement, you know what? I owe my success to Donald Trump. You're good. That's all Trump wants you to do is recognize that he put the effort in to do things for you. Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk is he's a known guy. But let me tell you, Charlie Kirk is now a household name for one reason, Donald Trump. Why do you think Charlie Kirk is so deferential to Trump? Because that's the way, that's all Trump cares about. Just give me credit for making your career. Omarosa. Omarosa could, in fact, as bad as things have gone for Omarosa, let me give you a little hint. If she were to say, you know what, it was a bad mistake on me to criticize the president after all he did for me, she's back in his good graces. That's it. Trump just says, recognize that I'm doing things for you that, you know, you can't do for yourself, and we're good. Now, people call that egomania, but it isn't. It's Trump saying, just tell the truth. Just tell the truth. Anyway, back to the Palins. So Todd Palin filed for divorce from his trophy wife, practically an idyllic family. Sarah Palin had it all. She had the bear hunting, fishing outdoorsman husband, a guy who used to race snowmobiles, and I think he was like a mechanic or something. He was Mr. Joe Blue Collar. She was an accomplished woman. He was helping her to do her thing. They had all the kids. They had all the problems associated with families in America, and that was it. That's the American way, you know, that was a picture of America. They had a little Down syndrome baby, Trig, four kids, daughter pregnant out of wedlock. I mean, you couldn't set this story up better for conservatism. And she got ridiculed, and instead of people helping her, they hurt her. And as going back to the thing I was talking about with just helping, you know, saying thank you very much. If Donald Trump had discovered Sarah Palin, she'd be a megastar by now. And I'll give you another thing. If Sarah Palin were a Democrat, she'd be a megastar. There would have been no ridiculing of Palin. Her complete trajectory would have changed. But there came a time where Palin didn't backfill. And I tell people this. Sarah Palin didn't take the ridicule and say, you know what, I'm going to show you guys just how smart I am. When you bring me on TV to talk about something, I'm not going to talk in platitudes and generalities. I'm going to dive deep into these subjects. And I'm going to show you I know much more than you think. Even if she was getting coached to say it. If she'd done anything close to it. I watched her interviews on Fox and went, you're paying this chick $1 million a year for this? Didn't take long before Fox went, she's not bringing it. Nobody cares. So Palin was out on that. She tried the reality show. She wanted to go that route. Nobody cared. She'd been torpedoed. And it wasn't going to change. So anyway, her career took a massive turn. She went from being a governor of Alaska, small state, right? In terms of population, and rose to national prominence. Made money. I mean, I remember one time I was speaking at an event and they said, well, Kevin, we are not going to be able to pay you because we paid so much for Sarah Palin. I think they paid $50,000 for her to speak. And she was on her way down at this point. I think she could have commanded 100, probably had up to that point. She's on her way down. Command 50 grand because they knew she was a draw. And I said, well, then take my fee out of hers. Because they want, well, we really want you to speak. Well, you don't tell me your excuse. You're going to cry poverty after you pay her $50,000. And I'm a fraction of that? No, not happening. And I didn't speak at that event. But I met Sarah. Nice lady. Out of her element. I'm just telling you. But nice lady. And I personally would have loved to have been a person to counsel her on her career. Because it would be very different. But now, what's going on? Sarah's getting divorced. Now, look, I don't think the media it's not going to have the media hoopla it would have had in the past because she's not that big of a deal. I remember when Trump was going to run and people were like, is he going to partner with Sarah? Are they gonna? And Trump brought her to a couple of events and he quickly realized there's nothing there. There's no way for Sarah to help him. People weren't enthralled with her. They wasn't like, oh my God, Sarah Palin. Nothing. So she faded into the woodwork. And I have my suspicions as to why Trump decided not to do that, possibly because Sarah still didn't have the backup, you know, that backup information she needed to make herself a political powerhouse. But secondarily, I think Sarah was probably a bit stuck up, you know, on why, you know, I don't understand why he's not involving me. And she was tweeting at the time. Let me just put it this way. Today, if Sarah Palin tweets, it has no power. There's nothing there. Could she rebuild herself? Yes, she could. She could. I remember reaching out to her team saying, hey, I'd love to work with Sarah Palin, put a project together, do something meaningful for her that's going to change her career. And they were, I'm not going to say they were cocky or anything like that, but very slow to get back and just seemed to have better things to do. And I'm going, man, I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, it isn't like working with me is some, you know, magic formula or something, but I am a strategist. I know what I'm doing, and I could have helped her build her career. And here's the beautiful thing about working with me. I don't try to get anything out of it. You know, I mean, my team needs to be noted for what we do. But when I work with people, believe me, we've worked behind the scenes on stuff that I never talk about that is pretty big. I don't talk about it. Because we said it wasn't our objective to talk about it, to make ourselves look big. That's not what our team is about. We may have to start. Yeah, we may have to start. Anyway, Todd Palin wants to dissolve the marriage. Incompatibility of temperament between the parties, such that they find it impossible to live together as husband and wife. They used initials, but people knew who it was. Yeah, they said, they're going to have shared custody of Trigg, and I guess the other kids are old enough to where it's not a big deal. Commercial fisherman, snow machine racer, oil field worker, frequently on TV. One of my friends went bear hunting with him, said, nice guy, never met Todd. Well, they're divorced now. Sarah's on
this
the market.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jackson Radio Show. Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm about to introduce you to a whole load of crazy. And this is the leftist. When you hear this, I promise you, you're going to be saying to yourself, you've got to be kidding. It's a statement made by O'Rourke. Beto O'Rourke. Again, polarizing politics. And I want you to understand, in this statement that this clown makes, he's talking about rich versus poor. That's the main theme. But then notice how he segues into it's black versus white, et cetera, et cetera. It's everybody versus everybody over probably one of the most crazy ideas. And it's crazy, and I'm going to explain it once that we played the clip, but I want to set it up by telling you that O'Rourke believes that that anybody who's poor is having to commute to work and by virtue of their financial condition, they have to go hours to work, and rich people have no time at work. I want you to understand, this is a man, you have to, when you hear this, you understand very quickly, he doesn't understand work. Because if he did, he wouldn't be saying something so stupid. So here's the clip of O'Rourke trying to tell you that rich people are penalizing poor people and where jobs are located.
Here's a tough thing to talk about, though we must. Rich people are going to have to allow or be forced to allow lower income people to live near them, which is what we fail to do in this country right now. We force lower income working Americans to drive 1, 2, 3 hours in either direction to get to their jobs, very often minimum wage jobs, so they're working 2 or 3 of them right now. What if, as we propose to do, we invested in housing that was closer to where you work, very often mixed income housing, meaning the very wealthiest are living next to those who are not the very wealthiest in this country, to make sure that they can both afford to go to the same public schools, that we really have that as a place where in this divided country right now you can come together without regard to your income or your race or your ethnicity or any other difference that should not matter right now. What if we invested, as we propose to do, in high-speed rail and in transit in all of our cities to make sure that if you do not have a car or do not want to use a car, you will not need to have one, or you will not be penalized for not having one right now. So having cities that are smarter, that are denser, that have people living closer to where they work and where their families are, to reduce our impact on climate change and greenhouse gas emissions, but also just to improve the quality of life, in these built environments, that's an extraordinary opportunity in our plan to climate change. We make those investments. Thank you for asking. Appreciate it.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, a guy very familiar with business, unlike Beto. And I love it. It's a tough thing to talk about, though we must. Rich people are going to need to be forced to allow low-income people to live among them. So let's start there. All right? Let's just start with the idea of you, and I want you to understand, as a conservative, you're ahead of me. I work hard to go live in a particular neighborhood. I can certainly speak for myself. I used to drive by this neighborhood when I was an engineer, and I said, I want to live there one day. And when I got into sales, I started making enough money, and guess what? I lived there. I did. I bought my house in the neighborhood that I used to dream of living in. It was a proud moment for me to go there, hand that man a check for $125,000 as a down payment on my home. I was floored that I could write that kind of a check. And I did. And I own that house. And the pride, I can't even explain to you how remembering back 6, 7 years before where I used to drive by that neighborhood and say, I want to live there, and I did it. And I did it not because I wanted to necessarily not be around black folks. I wanted to live there. I didn't care who lived there. I cared that the people who lived there could afford to live there, took care of their yards, etc. What O'Rourke wants to do is say to me, Kevin, you've made your way. You've lived the American dream as you see it. Now I'm going to move in some low income apartments by you, which, for the record, in the neighborhood where I live, there were apartments all over the place. You know, you could have a home that had a mortgage of anywhere from $3,000 to $20,000 a month, or you could go live in an apartment that was $1,500. What is he talking about? We build communities where people serve other people. Everybody, I'm just telling you, in a 2-mile radius of me, there were certainly multimillionaires. All right? No question about it. But in the same 2-mile radius, there were lots of people who were just getting by. And for the record, maybe many of those so-called rich people weren't as rich as you thought. Maybe they were living hand to mouth. But what O'Rourke wants to do is he wants to improve people's quality of life. He believes that he and government can figure things out for you. This is a guy that doesn't understand that people have flexible hours. Has he been in the work community where he's finding out how companies are accommodating other folks? They have flexible hours. They have, when I say flex, I mean you can come in early or leave later. You can move your time around. Some people telecommute, meaning they can work from home, etc. My sister came to visit me, and her job told her, as long as your brother's internet is at a speed that you can work from there, we'll allow it. She spent a week with me, and we tested our internet, sent the report to her job. They said, you're good to go. She came here and spent a week and worked from one of my offices because we were good to go. Now, my sister is living hand to mouth. I promise you, she ain't making a whole lot of money. What is O'Rourke going to do to help her? I get it. There are many people who drive. Let me ask you, do you think any middle-class people drive an hour or 2 hours to work to and from? I have a friend. They're middle-class. They own their own business. He lives most of the week in New Mexico doing his job. He comes on the weekend to visit his family because his company is a heavy equipment mechanic. They have three different locations. He's running the New Mexico operation, and he commutes. He can't go every day, but he commutes on the weekend to see his family. Are you kidding me? What does O'Rourke think people do? Rich people just say, oh, I'm going to walk out of my building like they're at the beach, and I'm going to go here to my job. Rich people let's just figure out what does he mean by rich people. Is he talking about the people who start the job? Hey, O'Rourke, you ever heard of starting in your garage? That's where a lot of ideas develop. People start in their garages. And then you know what they do? They then get a little office building or something or a warehouse close to where they work because their business is expanding. Then they hire employees. And those employees, and I love what he says. Well, most of these people, a lot of these people are driving in, they're driving 2 or 3 hours and they only make minimum wage. Let me ask you, do you know of anybody, just name me somebody, a 16-year-old kid who's going to drive 2 hours in traffic, 1 hour, 2 hours each way in traffic to a minimum wage job? Or do you think he's going to get a minimum wage job where he lives? If O'Rourke were truthful, he would tell you the majority of people who have minimum wage jobs in their neighborhoods, not that far from them. You're not going to put yourself out for a minimum wage job unless it is a career. Then you'll drive an hour or an hour and a half or 2 hours or whatever it takes to show that capitalist that's willing to employ you that I'm willing to do anything for this job. And for the record, that would be one of my litmus tests. I would love to have a job that's a career, and a kid said to me, or anybody said to me, Mr. Jackson, I'll drive 3 hours each way to do this job just to prove to you how much I'm interested in having this job. What do you think a capitalist would do for a person like that? If he was there 90 days and you found out that kid's driving 2 hours each way to come to your job, do you think a capitalist would say, you know what, kid? I like what you're doing. I'm going to get you an apartment over here so to make it easier on you. I'm going to subsidize. What are you paying where you live? I'll subsidize for you to be closer. I want you to have more time with your family, etc. He makes it sound like the capitalists don't care. Tell a person who you work for what your story is. We had a lady that does home health care for our aunt who's a quadriplegic, and her grandson was killed in a motorcycle accident. You think we cared? Of course we cared. We broke our backs trying to help this lady get things situated and take time off and, you know, doing things for the family. It's sad to watch Democrats pander and constantly try to make issues where none exist. Mind your business.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.